Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of CarPod DM. I am currently reversing out of my driveway, seatbelt on, coffee to the ready. My wife is putting on makeup. The sun is shining, and we're currently late to work, as per usual. What's wrong? Why are you sighing?
Because I'm not situated at all.
Well, whose fault is that?
My belt's not on.
Okay. Well, still in reverse.
Makeup in one hand, a drink in the other.
Okay, I'll stop at this stop sign real quick. I thought you just needed it for your vitamins. Seems like you're drinking it for fun.
Because I poured too much.
Oh, is that right?
Okay.
Okay, seatbelt's happening. She just dropped the mic. Great. There we go.
I have to put my mascara on now.
There we go. So, as always, I'm joined by the...
That's not going to stay there. That's going to spill.
Okay, then why put it there, my dear?
Because there's not a cup holder big enough for our little cups at home.
Okay, so you put it in a wine glass. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. That's what you did. You put it in a wine glass. Anyway, I'm here with the strange dimensional... sensational. I'm here with my wife, Jen.
Ladies, no words this
morning. There's now.
There's
no words. I'm currently holding a wine glass full of sparkling apple cider.
And we're racing to get to work.
It's ridiculous.
We're racing to get cell phones before anybody else.
I'll explain the situation. Also, I'm literally staring with my middle finger.
Here we go. I'll take that.
Okay, wait. No, okay. Don't.
Wow.
Dang it.
Can
you just finish this? No, I have just my middle finger.
I can't. Chug like that.
I'll drink it. Are you?
No,
do you?
No, I want it.
Okay.
I just need to put my mascara on.
This is a mess.
Oh my God.
This is a
it's
whole
sparkling
mess.
Cider, people. It's literally liquid gold in pregnancy for me.
Yeah,
so
and it costs the
it.
Price is liquid gold. $5 a thing, and Jen goes through it in a day. Got to switch her to wine and save some money. Anyway, let us explain the situation. Before we get into that, just to recap over. The past couple of days. It has been a fantastic weekend. Would you agree, my wife?
It has been. I was going to say, well, yes, it was a great weekend. And I was thinking about the way that I acquired this particular sparkling cider.
Right.
Which is probably why it tastes so good. And I was going to say that we stayed with our friends Pratt and Bree this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Over the bridge. That's what people over here call it. Everything's over the bridge, this, over the bridge, that.
Because it is over a bridge.
The Bay Bridge, which is so cool.
I agree.
You know me, I always get hype about water.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Oh, is that a cup of water? Oh, heavens. Oh, we are on an island over here. Continue.
Yeah. So we went over the bridge and we stayed with our friends, Pat and Bree. Long story, very short. They asked me in just a regular conversation if I was craving anything through pregnancy. Or they heard it on our baby shower. I'm not really sure. But the two things I crave are little, halos or cutie, mandarin oranges.
Yep.
And sparkling cider. And when we got to their house, they have this awesome guest room set up, Wi-Fi password on a...
black chalkboard thing.
Yeah. It's just, everything is so thought through. And, they're so hospitable. And there was sitting two sparkling cider bottles and mandarin oranges.
The hospitality game is on 1,000.
It literally is. Every time we go there. And this was just for one night.
Yeah. It brings them joy to host. So Jen got a little bit ahead of the game, as per usual. Just a fun fact about Jen. Let's say that she, I don't know, is watching a show. She will pause the show, go on Google and say, who won? This is episode one.
Yeah, it is. I did that with The Bachelor last week.
Watched one episode, said, who won The Bachelor? And then she'll find out. Doesn't care to, go along with the story. None of that. She's just trying to get to the end. So, same with storytelling. I'll be like, man, there's this one time. Remember when we were at that one place? Jen's like, yeah. And the waiter stole money out of the... It's like, okay, well, there goes the story.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's true.
There's no drum roll with Jen. It's just all symbols. Yeah. Just crash, crash. Here you go. Except when you're telling a story, then it's a whole rigmarole. Then it's okay, well, listen. So,
Yeah, it is.
Drama.
Drama.
But I love
storytelling
you.
Capabilities.
Okay. All right. So pretty much to explain why we were over the bridge, as they say, is because.
Breakfast. Hot tamales. I'm sweating.
Do you see what just happened there?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
You didn't even realize you did.
I really just.
The next sentence. The next sentence. So the reason we're over there. Breakfast. Hot tamales. I'm. Right? Right, husband? Okay, I'll try it again.
Hilarious.
I'll try it again. So the reason that we were over the bridge is because a friend of mine from a church I used to work at before, Chris, reached out last year and said, hey, man, it'd be great if you guys, I'm in a band called Breakfast, shameless plug. We got stuff on Spotify. Feel free to listen. Although table manners isn't my best work. But the Refocus project is much better. But anyway, so.
I see that what you did there with the breakfast and the table manners.
You see that?
For the first time ever, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I just saw that.
Okay.
Some things are just too clever for me.
That's not one of them. It should be. Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, so he reached out last year and said, hey, man, it'd be awesome if you guys could come and play worship for the church. And I was all about it. However, we've got one band member living in California. I think the time that he reached out. Yeah, Kobe.
Sorry,
no, you're fine. We got one. Kobe is in California getting his master's degree, I think.
It might be beyond
he's
that
in like aerospace things.
Robotics.
Like rockets and things. I'm not super.
It's like rockets
hip.
And robotics.
Yeah. So that's all Kobe stuff. I think at the time me and Jen were in Texas. So it just, the timing for all those things didn't work out. Since then we've moved, clearly. We are in Delaware. And, shortly after we got here, he said, man, like, it'd be cool to, oh my gosh. He asked me like 2 years ago, like a while ago.
Wow.
So anyway, so he said, man, it'd be cool if we could get something going last summer. Coronavirus happened, you know, so that kind of pushed things back. He said, hey, man, maybe like later on in the fall, coronavirus still, all that stuff's going on. I thought Kobe would come back for Christmas. I think he was back briefly, but not long enough to, you know, plan to do something. So fast forward to now, Chris asked me maybe a month or two ago if any dates in March worked. This past Sunday, so March 14th worked for us. And so... We made it happen. And so we were over the bridge. But while going there, we made a stop at our friend Matt and Holly's house to celebrate Matt's birthday, which was a ton of fun. We got to witness the sweetest gift ever given on the planet.
So
given.
Sweet.
We were all crying. Jen, take it away.
Oh, my word. So our friend Matthew, he is into Lord of the Rings.
Deep into it.
Like a lot. And that's one of their favorite movies to watch together. And there's this particular scene where they're looking out over the...
Shire?
I almost said shrine.
Nope.
Shire. You can tell I'm not really into Lord of the Rings. But
no, it's okay. You're thinking of Zelda.
Are. And they are looking out over it or whatever. And it's like beautiful and green and like lush from like inside the like Hobbit's home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm butchering this story. Holly's going to be like, come on, Jen.
Okay. Do you want to pass it back over here?
Yeah,
do you want to keep it? Okay.
I shouldn't have taken over that.
No, it's fine.
At that point.
I'll pass it off to when the gift was actually given. So okay. The meaning behind it, and I'm probably going to butcher this as well because it's deeper, but the house where the Hobbit lives, Bilbo Baggins and his nephew Frodo. I sound like a nerd, but here we are in the future. They know that when they leave their house, you know, they're out looking out of this window. When they leave their house, they're going to leave all the comfort and safety that they have known for their whole lives because they're trying to return this ring and destroy it or whatever. And so symbolically for Matt and Holly, they stepped away from jobs that they really enjoyed doing to pursue like a different career. And so for them, that scene meant stepping into something uncomfortable. They didn't know where they were going to go, all of that. And I forget what the phrase is exactly, so I'm probably paraphrasing, but it said, like, whatever may come or, you know, whatever happens. right? Something like that. Like, what I think it's like, whatever may come. I think that that's the phrase.
It's something similar to that.
Something like that, that Holly wrote on the outside of this box. And what she got him was the picture frame of looking out of the window of Bilbo Baggins, the Hobbit's home, and looking out into the Shire. And so Matt saw that, and he saw the words on the front. He opened it up, saw what it was, and now I'll pass it to Jen.
And he was reading what she had written on the front, hadn't even opened the gift yet. But that, like, part of the movie meant so much to them that he just started crying. And he is not, like, a crier, I wouldn't say.
Right. Not at all.
So, yeah, Nate is, and it's very sweet. It's one of my favorite qualities about you.
Thank you, I think.
There's a lot of them. All your qualities are my favorite.
Okay. Thank you.
But Matthew started crying, and it was so sweet because it's like he trusted us enough to do that in front of us. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, to be fair, we've been friends with them for a very long time. So
true.
Well, Nate has been friends with Holly for a very long time, but it was still so, so sweet that he was like vulnerable with us in that moment and with Holly.
Yeah.
But I think what like really made me start crying is like he like was crying so much, and he's like one of those that can't speak when he cries, so it's even sweeter because he would have to like compose himself and then say a little bit. And like what was making him cry wasn't the gift or the quote, but Holly.
Yeah.
Who is our bestie. Matthew is our bestie as well, but like I have such a soft spot for Holly because she's such a great friend.
Yeah.
And so his love for Holly was making me cry, that my friend is loved that much.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, can't get it together.
And I think that I know that he loved the gift for sure. But the tears were for the gift giver, that she loves him so much that I don't think she was like into Lord of the Rings before they met, but she dove into all things that, you know, Matt's about and vice versa. But for her to show like, hey, I'm following you wherever we're going. 'Cause it was a job that Matt was pursuing.
Was so
and
cute.
It was just, it was very, we were let in on a very personal moment. And so that was extremely sweet.
Yeah.
So that was Friday night. Saturday, woke up, had a big waffle breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The other gift that Holly got him was a waffle maker.
Yeah.
They had mentioned that they wanted one years ago. And I kept thinking like, I don't know if they have one or not, but each holiday passed and I was like, we should get him a waffle maker. But I'm glad that we didn't, because she's able to get that from Matt. Waffles came out great. Put some fruit on top.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put fruit on top of yours? I know you're not like a savory.
No, I just
and
do butter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There was that. But once again, it was just a pit stop. So I had to leave that afternoon. I went to the church and met the guys in the band there, practice, and it felt like, I mean, we hadn't played together in 3 years. So it took a little rust, you know, had to get some of the rust off, but we hopped right back into it. And it was great to see all those familiar faces. I'm terrible with names. So there were names of folks that I did not know that I walked past and said hi and whatnot. But I don't want to use anybody's names in the podcast, but I met a very kind young man. Not met. I re-saw this young man that had showed interest in joining the camera team like 3 years ago. And his mom, who I believe is listening, reached out and said that you have no idea how much it's meant to my son that you reached out and trusted him to be on a camera. And now he's directing at the church, and he's
like a full-grown man.
Oh my goodness. He's like a foot taller than me. He's got a mustache. I mean, he had a mask on. I couldn't see it, but I feel like there was a mustache there. he said he's going to be driving soon. No, he drove to Annapolis.
Yeah.
The other day, and I know how terrifying that is to drive.
Right.
So that I think he's going to take college like dual enrollment stuff later on in the year. So I think that touched my heart in a really cool way, because you forget that you the same way that like I'm trying to be all in with the church that we're working at now. I forget that I was the same way at the church I was at before,
mm-hmm.
and I you just don't think that you've made a difference. I don't know. You just feel like, okay, well, you know, everyone's moved on and see ya. But people said very kind things like, oh man, we miss, I forgot to tell you this. There's a guy whose name I forget. I would just, you know, just be friendly to him every time I saw him. But he's like, man, I really miss your presence around here. You're just probably one of the most upbeat guys I know. You know, you just have a great spirit about you.
Yeah, you're so kind.
And so that made me feel good. So,
yeah.
And for people to remember those qualities about me is kind, because those are the qualities that I want them to see. I mean, it's kind when people say, like, oh, you're funny, or, you know, oh, mm-hmm. you play the piano, whatever. But when they remember qualities that I want them, like the ones that I really care about, like, man, you were so kind to my son, or you made me feel welcomed, or that type of thing. That means a lot.
Well, I know you've said it on the podcast, but people will forget what you said and forget what you did, but they won't forget how you made them feel.
Maya Angelou, yeah.
That is literally the quote for you.
And that's a high compliment. I'm going to go for it. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Because people just always comment on, like, your personality traits. You know what I mean? Like,
which is very kind.
Yeah. You're kind. You're funny. You make people laugh. You make people feel loved. And we were playing this game. And then after church, we went to lunch with our friends Mal and Andrew.
Shout out to Straw, currently on his way to work.
Yeah. He listens on his way to work in the mornings. And we hung out with them and their two daughters, and they have these sweetest children
on the planet.
Like, they ask, like, so how are you doing? Just out of nowhere. Like, unprompted by the parents.
Yeah, you're not expecting that from a six-year-old.
So she's, like, thinking of a question to ask, you know, and I'm thinking she's going to be like, so I like your necklace. And she, like, asks something, like, philosophical.
So what concerns you most about the state of affairs politically? It's like, well.
She's just so good question. Sweet.
Yeah.
Like, and so, like, inquisitive, but, like, deep as well.
Yeah.
And she's 6 years old, so it's, like, adorable.
And Mal and Andrew are great parents. And what I've seen, like, a common thread for kids that just seem very mature, not only for their age, but just mature, period, is that the parents don't, like, baby talk them.
Yeah, they don't treat them like kids.
Yeah. I mean, they
treat Adeline like they're talking to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, different content, right. I'm sure. But
yeah, different content.
Because they're our adult friends.
Right.
But they talk to her, like, conversationally.
Yeah, like, hey, put that down, or that's not a good, like, we don't want to do that. Adeline. Yeah. So, like, don't you do that, or you're going to hurt your little handy. They're like, hey, you want to burn your hand? You don't? Okay, well, then don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself.
So while we're sitting with them at lunch, she's like, so what do you love about Nate?
Good night.
Like, golly, Adeline.
I was a therapist in the making.
What do you love about Nate? Like, she's just so sweet. So I was telling her all of the things that I love about Nate. And that was definitely one of them, is the way that you make other people feel loved. Is so, like, it's so sweet to watch.
Well, thank you. And it's not, the thing is that it's something that I want people to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because
your dad's the same way
My dad is 100% that way. But I also think that there was a long period in my life where I didn't make people feel that way. And I mean, I do feel bad about it. But I think that in some ways, like, it's me wanting to make up for the times that I was, like, unkind in the past. But not just those moments, the times I just didn't care. And I just wasn't considering other people's feelings. And, like, there's like, things that you do by commission, and there's things that you do by omission. And I think that might be, like, a sin thing. But also, like, I think, as far as lying is concerned, I think that we've said this before, but you can lie to somebody and say, like, hey, you know, blah, 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 and that be a lie. Or you could not tell somebody the truth, and by keeping the truth from them, you're lying by omission, just by omitting to tell them the truth. And so there were times where I was unkind to people purposely, like making fun of somebody, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Or there's times where I was unkind to somebody just because I wasn't considerate of their feelings. There was a girl in high school that, had a fake leg,
mm-hmm.
because she was burned. She was being watched by a babysitter, and the babysitter wasn't paying attention to the water that she was running for a bath.
Aww.
Put her in boiling water, and Aww. She severely burned her arm and burned her leg to the point where they had to amputate it. So the people I'm not going to use her actual name, but the people nicknamed her and they called her Peggy. I didn't know that her name actually wasn't Peggy.
Aww.
So they would make fun of her all the time.
I
yeah.
Can't handle that.
And I think that I had seen her in the hallway, and I mean, I didn't know her well, but they would always refer to her as Peggy. So I said, "Hey, Peggy." And then I think that she said something along the lines of, "That's not my name." And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Oh,
like,
gosh.
And so that's I hurt her feelings. True. You know what I'm saying? I hurt her feelings, not on purpose. I didn't know, but I think that, like, oh man, like that really hurt her feelings.
If our kid will be in so much trouble if I catch wind of them doing something like that, making somebody feel less than human.
Yeah.
Because something is wrong with them.
Yeah, just making them feel bad. It's funny, and I'm not necessarily trying to take it in this direction, but I was reading is better. This morning, you're asleep, I'm in bed. They have the subtitles for videos. So Sarah Silverman, I don't know if, are you familiar with her?
Mm-mm.
All right, so she's a
comedian.
Yeah, she's a comedian, but she's like one of the like really rude type comics, yeah. Like makes fun of people and says like really gross things. She was in
Bridesmaids?
No.
That was funny.
Yeah, I forget her name. But
I do too.
But no, not her. She was in the movie that we just watched recently.
That's Melissa McCarthy? No, it's not. Yes, it is.
She was in that movie. Yeah, you're
okay, but,
getting off the one that we watched with Ben Stiller recently. Something about Mary. She was one of the ladies at the dinner table when they were all talking about whatever. Anyway, so she's a comedian. And so the title of the video that she put out was, "It's an awful feeling when you realize that you hurt someone." And so what she was doing was that she was remembering back to her hosting the MTV 2007 Awards.
Okay.
And at the time, humor back then for them was you just make fun of celebrities.
Yes.
So she said, recently Paris Hilton, I guess, has a podcast, and she talked about how a joke was said at her expense at that award show, and she said that really hurt her. And so the girl Sarah was Sarah Silverman was remembering back to what it was. So she said, she's like, "I remember the joke. I remember what I said." She said I was roasting everybody that was like all of the top celebrities then. So she said, "I made a joke about Jack Nicholson, who's an actor and like has famously has dated a lot of different ladies." And she said, "Oh my gosh, like Jack Nicholson's here." And I mean, Jack Nicholson has been in probably every single one of my favorite actresses, you know, like,
but
she said like, but he, you know, gave me a thumbs up. He's like, he's laughing. There's no like slut shaming a guy.
Right.
If anything, it's a firm pat on the back. So right. she said that. And then she said, well, number one, I didn't know that Paris Hilton was going to be in the audience. But she said, that doesn't matter. That's neither here nor there. But what I said was, and recently she had gotten in trouble for, I think Paris Hilton was in trouble for something, and she drove and like violated her parole. So she was about to go to jail or something like that for that. So Sarah Silverman said, and I apologize for any young kids listening to this. Will, you're old enough, so here we are. But she said, I think what they should do at the jail is to paint the bars of the jail like penises so that Paris feels more at home. That was layer one of the joke.
Okay.
Layer two was...
So far.
Huh?
Not really understanding it so far.
The polls
hasn't landed.
Huh?
Okay.
Yes, to paint them like penis, because she was dating a whole bunch of different guys, a bunch of bars in jail, a bunch of penises. So she feels more.
I just don't really find that funny.
I don't find it funny either.
I don't find it offensive or funny though. It's just kind of like, okay.
No, that's offensive for her. That's if you're Paris Hilton and someone says, and she was going to jail that day. She also didn't know that. So she was on her, after she left the event, she was going to go be taken to jail. And she says, and someone is saying like, oh, you're so sexually promiscuous that I hope they paint the bars in prison as penises so that you're more comfortable there.
Okay.
Around a whole, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that was the layer one of the joke.
Okay.
Layer number two, she's like, I really hope, you know, she has like good dental care in there, because she'll probably chip her tooth on one of those bars, which is.
I got you.
You can, yeah.
I understand so that one, but she, that's not funny.
Agreed. I agree. It's not funny. And she said after she did that joke, she said the audience like was laughing. Everybody went crazy. And then she saw, looking out into the crowd, Paris Hilton's face. And ooh. She said the look of hurt on her face, she said, I'll never forget that. And she said, she said, I felt bad about the joke immediately.
When did she put this out versus when Paris Hilton said that hurt me?
2007 was when she said the joke. Mm-hmm. A few days later, she wrote her a letter saying, like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I feel terrible about that. Sent it to her and she never got it. So Paris Hilton recently, I guess within the past week, was mentioning in her podcast that she was hurt by Sarah Silverman. And she said, and she never reached out after that. So Paris Hilton never got her letter. But Sarah Silverman was saying, like, man, like, comedy doesn't, it's not evergreen. It doesn't age well. And she said, I feel terrible about that. And so I can only imagine how long you've carried that around and how bad that's made you feel, yeah. You know, for, and so I bet Paris Hilton probably doesn't, the same thing when watching the Britney Spears, documentary. All sorts of stuff happened to her, and she might not even remember exactly what paparazzi folks said or, you know, what they did.
People can be so mean.
Yeah, but she's going to remember how they made her feel. And so Paris Hilton remembers how that lady, Sarah Silverman, made her feel, even if she doesn't remember the joke, you know, specifically. And so I say all of that to say my hope is that people don't leave my presence and feel worse about themselves or feel sure. bad, because there's plenty of people around that do that without, you know, a care in the world. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue because we didn't even get to Sunday. We're still on Saturday of the weekend. So this is just a weekend recap because it was fantastically great. Long story extremely short, we're trying to get new phones. We're here 15 minutes early. It kind of was a surprise that this was happening.
Plan.
Yeah.
So we're not just going and buying new cells.
No, we don't got the money for that. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to do the staff meeting. Probably I got to check to make sure some stuff works and all that jazz. And we'll be right back. Cue transition music. And we are back. It's about a couple hours later. Took way longer than I was anticipating, but that's okay because, drum roll please. That's your drum roll?
Yeah, I can't really roll my tongue consistently for too long.
It's okay. We got new phones. So, did we explain? Yeah, we got new phones. Essentially, our employers, there was an option that was brought up in August of last year that the church might be going on like a church phone plan as a business. And if that was the case, that we would turn our phones in and then be under the church's like plan, and the church would pay for it because we use our phones consistently for work. Jen does social media, so her almost entire job is
on my phone.
Some phone stuff, yeah. I'm consistently reaching out to not only volunteers, but I'm taking pictures with my phone, taking videos with my phone. I use it for a number of things. So that came to fruition. we got an update about it yesterday, and then a few hours later that day, it was like, hey, it's happening tomorrow, which is today. Great. So, boom, new phones. And they're the iPhone 12.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever one just came out, I guess. I used to be so into that stuff. Like, oh, I just got the latest, whatever. Now I'm just, like, annoyed. I'm just like, is it going to be different than how would I remember it to be? But I'm thankful that we have it. Two new phones or no cases, no screen protectors. Just out here in these streets. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. It feels very dangerous.
Yeah. No, I really do drop my phone consistently, so... Come on, Amazon Prime, come early. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We were doing a recap over the past weekend. So the worship set, by the way, went great on Sunday. Play with the guys. I really do think that it kind of sparked something in us again, because we're already talking about doing shows somewhere else. From somebody out amongst the congregation, Jen, did it seem like we were in our element?
Yes,
that we were
so sweet.
Oh, good.
I wish y'all played somewhere together every Sunday.
Me too. We used to
that
back in the day.
So much fun.
Back in the day, we did.
Because y'all do so good.
Well, thank you. And are you just saying that because it's me, or do you objectively think, oh, that sounded good?
No, like objectively, it was so good.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Because I know you're biased, because you know, you kind of got the hots for me.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Because you're my baby zaddy.
Wow. You're right. But yeah, no, I think it went really well. I mean, after each service, we'd look at each other and be like, man, that went pretty good. And Moss hadn't played the drums. That's the drummer in the band that I'm in. Moss hadn't played the drums in 3 years since our last show. So since then, guys in the band have had babies. Guys in the band have gotten married / engaged. Shout out to Kyle. And we've got a child on the way. So a lot of life changes.
Actually, the band has 3 babies on the way.
True. I don't know if one of them is public knowledge yet, though.
No. What do you
don't,
mean?
No names.
JJ?
No names, as you say a name. JJ's is out there. Ours is out there. The other one is not.
Luke?
No, you're saying...
No, Luke has a baby on the way. It's due, like, next week.
No, it already came out.
Oh, never mind.
We've narrowed it down significantly. You just kept using names. No names. I don't think that's public knowledge.
That's who I was talking about, was Luke and JJ.
No.
You're the one who's putting out the people's...
I said no names, and okay. You process of elimination. Moving forward.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a number of folks with family changes. One of the changes, also, Christian started working at a whole bunch of different venues and clubs in D.C. and was kind of making a name for himself as a person who can mix and do, you know, that sound engineer type stuff. And so now Christian has contacts with people in D.C. at these larger clubs, some of which unfortunately shut down. Some, like, shut down for real because of coronavirus. But some, you know, just less capacity. But Christian said if we could get together like a show of 200, maybe 250 people, the venue would absolutely love that. And I think that that's doable. So in theory, at some point, we're going to do a show, and that might be like a year or so from now. But even still, just talking about it was really exciting. So I am hype. The guys are hype. Christian is hype. It's just a matter of getting it done. So that's a little bit of an update. Something that we weren't really able to be together for the majority of the weekend, because I was with the band and, you know, doing that.
Didn't like that part.
That band stuff. Yeah. I think that what I forget is that other couples don't spend all their time together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's
crazy.
We spend
every
95, if not 99% of our time together. I'm in the bathroom. Jen's in the bathroom.
I know.
I'm in the kitchen. Jen's right behind me. Jen's on the couch. I'm right there next to her.
Nate goes outside. I go outside.
Yeah.
I'm just like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where's Jen? I mean, to be fair, I'm a little bit more, you know, clingy than most. I will say that.
I will concur.
If you get up to go to the bathroom, like, where are you headed, though?
To take a...
Can I come?
A dump. This is a one-man show.
Can I go with you?
You could, but this is just me. Just me and the porcelain. Let us be.
Honestly, this morning, you woke up and you went and got groceries, right?
Yeah.
I heard the garage open, and I, like, knew he's without a reach. I just felt it. I was like, where's he going? And then I thought to myself, oh, it's trash day. He'll just taking the trash out and bringing it right back in. And then I just like laid there. Never heard the garage go down.
You should have, because I closed the garage door before I went to the store.
No, I mean, yeah.
Oh, you fell asleep before.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy out. Jimmy out of 5,000.
Like, oh, where's he going?
True. I'm trying to think of any other highlights from... Oh, okay. Also, wait, pause. Things went great on Sunday. It was absolutely fantastic. Afterwards, we had lunch with Andrew and Mao. Shout out to Straw. And we talked a little bit about their daughters. But they got us, like, Mao got a cricket. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
And put together a onesie in a beautiful color, by the way, with the band's logo on it. And it just was so fitting, number one. So sweet and kind, number two. They also got us a bottle of wine, like, the year that we got married, with, like, a label on it that was of our engagement shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave us a bottle of wine that said, I think it said 2021.
It said May 2021, which is when the baby was initially due.
True.
May 4th.
And then had a picture of our pregnancy announcement thing. Yo, friends are... Yo, get you some good friends, y'all.
Okay. Crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't into the mic. Thank you.
I have to compress it.
No, Jen, you the microphone captures sound.
If you're over here,
it's not capturing the sound.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to live my life.
I understand.
I need one of those that does like this. Can we get me one of those that comes around?
A headset?
Like Brittany has?
Yeah.
Say Brittany.
I do want to upgrade the mics that we use for our CarPod DMs. Nothing crazy,
that
Christian.
That can just be on my face.
True. I'll find a way to be able to do that.
But don't spend a lot of money on it now.
I won't. Speaking of money, and this is the second part of it.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Got those stimulus checks pending in the bank account.
And already got them spent.
In theory.
Yes.
What I want to get, and I think we might have talked about this before.
Just go on and tell them.
I'm going to go ahead and tell
them. Because you got the whole thing spent in one fell swoop.
Okay. I would like to get a Peloton bike.
And our shoes. And he wants a little mat that the bike goes on. And the little dumbbells that come with it, too.
You're going to sit there. You're going to sit there in this Dodge Journey and tell me that you don't want it, too? That you're not going to get on that bike and ride? Until
I am 34 weeks pregnant.
I thought you were going to say, I am 30 years old and I am not riding a bike.
I am 34 weeks pregnant.
Right.
So what about that tells you I'm going to be on that bike?
I'm talking about the afterbirth.
Yeah, that's going to be 6 weeks from that point. So I'm not going to be able to ride this for at least 12 weeks.
And that's when I'm really going to be getting it in. I'm going to be on the leaderboards. I'm going to have a 7-pack. I'm going to have a 7-pack, so I'm going to have a 6-pack and another
one.
What
about riding a bike makes you think you're going to have a 6-pack?
I haven't really figured that part out yet. But
right. It's not. It's legs.
But
it's mostly legs.
No, but it is burning calories. Sometimes you got to stand up. There's classes and stuff. I'm hype. Anyway, we haven't got this yet, but I told Jen last night. I said, listen, this isn't my money. Girl, this is a team effort. It's me and you versus the world. Also, something that Connor mentioned this afternoon was the whole, the money for kids, like your dependents or whatever. He said, I don't know if it's going to be a one-time sum or if it's going to be monthly, because when we have our child, we'll qualify.
Will we, though? Because it's based on your 2019 tax return.
Oh, I see. That's upsetting.
I wonder if this year No, it's still got to be based on your 2019 tax return because we haven't even filed our 2020 taxes.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, that's we do that in April.
April 15th.
That's true.
So probably.
Dang.
Yeah. So no, it won't work like that.
That's upsetting. Okay,
I
should probably say something to
him. Stimulus though is month by month.
No, they were debating on whether or not the part for the kids, like the dependents, was going to be a monthly thing or something that was spread out. But there's a dude that. Dude who leads worship for the Rehoboth campus has like 5 kids. So they probably got like a over $10,000 check.
Yep.
They're a family of 7. 7 times what, 1400, right? Is it 1400 mm-hmm. or 1600?
I think it's 14.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
because we got 28.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, if you don't, what I was telling Jen was, if you want to put that, put those funds towards somewhere, something else, you know,
they'll just sit in a savings account.
Yeah.
That's my version of spending funds.
None of that was in the mic. Could you repeat that again?
Sorry, it'll just sit in the savings account because that's my version of spending funds.
Right. She wants some lame stuff. So I'm gonna reach out to Alexis because I think that if you
here
are,
we go.
Hold on. Here we go. What? What do you think I'm gonna say?
You get a referral code.
Right, and you get a percentage off of the purchase.
Of the whole bike?
Yeah. Okay, what'd you what'd you think I was talking about? You didn't know.
No, I did know. I thought you were going to say, because it'll save us some money. It might be $100 off, which doesn't even cover the shoes, by the way.
Okay.
I looked what it cost to add on the shoes. It's like $140.
For
a pair of...
Okay.
Bike shoes.
The pack that I'm looking at comes with two pairs of shoes, some for me and some for you.
Right.
And you said
that is the most expensive pack. It's $2,800.
I thought
we're
I thought we were going to use numbers. Why are you just saying by numbers all out?
Our whole thing spent.
Yeah, but people could wonder how much that is. Listen,
it's the whole thing.
Okay.
The whole thing means the whole thing is spent.
Okay. Number one, I feel attacked.
Basically, just cancel it out.
I feel like I'm being attacked. I feel like I'm being attacked.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being judged and attacked. And frankly, I don't appreciate it. And I'm going to have to go on a bike ride to cool off.
On what bike? On what bike? You've never biked one day in your life.
Okay, that is not... Okay, well, that's true.
And here we are buying the world's most expensive stationary bike.
Okay. What is all this aggression?
What I learned, too, on Instagram was you can buy any old stationary bike and still pay for the Peloton membership.
Is that right?
Watch it on your phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy any old stationary bike. They all do the same thing. It doesn't have to be Peloton.
Okay. Well, okay, hold on. Why am I getting attacked? Can we run back to that?
I'm not attacking you.
You just said, oh, the shoes is $150. It's finna wipe out the whole stimmy check. It's just Biden out here getting this bike for you. I ain't finna get nothing. What about my push present? Remember all that?
I didn't say most of that.
Okay. You said all of that except the push present part. Apparently, women are supposed to get a present for pushing a child out.
Right.
I understand. It is
in our household.
I think I should also get a push present, too.
Right.
Because I'd be pushing the trash cans in and out. I'd be pushing the scrub brush across the dishes. You know, I want something, too.
That's
right?
Fair, but I guarantee you.
Let me get a little something.
Will not be $2,800.
Okay, well then let's do some research. Let's do some research. We'll read some articles. Peloton bike versus other bikes.
And I'm just gonna be honest. My big hang up is like one. We don't stationary bike. We walk outside.
Do you know why we don't stationary bike?
Because we don't have one.
Exactly. Continue.
We didn't stationary bike before at the gym.
How many times we've been at the gym?
You're proving the point that I'm getting.
Right.
To.
Continue.
We are not like a workout couple. Never
okay.
have been. We go on walks. We go on 2 to 3 mile family walks.
Okay.
Daily, which is great.
Daily is a stretch.
Okay, it's most weekdays.
That is also a stretch.
No, it isn't.
Every other day on a good day, on a good week.
No, it isn't. We go every weekday.
Every weekday.
Whatever.
Okay, go ahead. So, sure. Daily.
So, that is our...
Quote unquote.
So, that is our extent of exercising.
Right.
And then we're buying a $2,800 exercise bike.
Right.
That we just are somehow going to just start using.
I don't see the... Okay, so...
We could start smaller is what I'm saying. Like, we could buy rollerblades.
What in the name?
Maybe see if we like that. We could join a little online Pilates situation.
Jen, you can do all that stuff for free. Why are you acting like... Oh, Lord have mercy,
I'm
Jesus.
Saying, well, we could spend...
About ran into this man because...
$100. On any of those things, but we haven't, and now we're just jumping in the deep end.
Now hear me out. Now we don't have to get the Peloton bike. What I'm saying is, we go on walks, yes, But I wake up at the
we
butt
got
crack.
Fit when we were going on walks.
We were also eating differently too. We just ate Chick-fil-A and I got macaroni and cheese and
don't
a cookie on the side.
Under.
Okay. Well, wow. Okay. How many brownies did you have on Saturday?
Two. After I had a salad. Chicken salad.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Don't be calling me out. I can't have fried foods right now because I got this baby brewing and my gallbladder's giving way.
True. What you eat on Friday? You have pizza, huh? And some wings, huh?
So did you, huh? Don't be messing with me. You be pissing me off the podcast.
Because you be coming at me.
On me, huh?
Okay, yes.
Huh?
We were fit back then in the summer. I was trying to get right for my 30th birthday, and I did. I was at my lowest weight.
Yeah, we were both right for your 30th.
Right. Then I hulked right back up. Jen got pregnant, and then everything went right out the window.
Yeah.
Started eating all sorts of craziness.
Right. A can of busted biscuits at this point.
Now, my thought is that I wake up so early in the morning, I could exercise during that time.
And yeah, you did P90X for...
No, I told...
2-3 days.
You
could have woke up
y'all,
and done that.
The disrespect is so deep.
I'm not being disrespectful.
Listen, Jen,
I told routine is a routine, baby.
Right, I told you the other day, this whole T25 P90X, I'm not fit to be jumping up and down. Punch this, punch that, high knee, kick this. I'm not trying to do all that. If I can go on a bike ride in the privacy of my home while watching a show or listening to a podcast or watching the news, I think that I'm about that. And the thing is, so are you. You are.
I think that I would also be about it. That's fine. I'm fine with that. First of all, your idea with the thing in our living room is not about to happen.
Okay. That is finna happen, number one.
No.
That is finna happen, number one. That is fitting to have a number one. And number two,
no.
It can be moved.
Every day it will be moved.
Okay. Well, who's fitting to help me carry it up the stairs?
We're not carrying it up the stairs. We're just going to have to put it
towards
where the guest bath is. That thing is not sitting in our living room 24/7.
So you want to block off somebody's way to go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. And when we have guests come, we'll move it.
That actually was another idea that I was thinking about. That's a pretty good idea. We don't have
so
guests that much.
Black and just like there.
Okay.
You know?
I get what you're saying, but I'm glad that you've come around and now you are about the bike.
That wasn't said.
I feel it
I'm
in my heart.
I'm working towards the bike
okay.
idea.
Okay.
I just don't like going from... That's like, honestly, somebody runs one day and goes and buys $200 running shoes thinking it's going to make them run more.
I understand what you're saying.
It's not going to make you run more. You might just have one more comfortable run. Because Lord knows you're not about to make it a habit.
Now, Jen, you recently bought $100 walking shoes. More than $100.
Right? I'm also pregnant. I bought those when I was 7 months pregnant. Holy crap.
Am I doing something strange?
I almost hit my head on the window.
Okay. You are the most dramatic person in my life.
We need to bring the trash in. Back up. Back up. Anyway, back to the shoes. I got some Hokas.
Yeah.
Because my arch has changed with pregnancy.
Okay.
You see? And I wanted to get the Hokas so that I could walk comfortably.
Right.
And then wear them post-pregnancy as well. And what do I wear every time we go on walks?
You wear the Hokas now.
When we walk every day.
Okay. Every day is a stretch yet again.
Okay.
Now, you know it's a stretch, and that's why you're over there giggling with the mic away.
We go almost every weekday.
We go most weekdays. I guess we're saying the same thing. Okay. Right. Now, you got those shoes to perform a specific function, and that is you wanted to be more comfortable when you walked.
But I was already walking.
You're already walking. Right, right. We don't go to the gym. So how could I ever be exercise biking? How could I ever be on a treadmill if we don't go to a gym?
How do we even know we'll love it?
I've done exercise bikes before. I've ridden on exercise bikes.
We'll talk about it.
That's a whole nother. That's
all.
Right, yeah,
we, you know, we'll talk about
it. We'll talk about it. I think that it's useful. But anyway, we're getting beside ourselves. This past weekend was absolutely fantastic. Friendship is key and important and great. Any other highlights from the weekend? Oh, also, it was a paid gig, which was cool. Wasn't expecting that. I was just happy to play with the guys. So made a little bit of money, hung out with some awesome people, got to see our friends. No complaints. And we also learned that some friends of ours shower together all the time. Nothing weird about it, nothing freaky on it. They just like, it's a retreat for them. So also saving money on water and probably soap too. And they shower together. We're not going to put those names out there unless Jen blurts it out. As per usual. I was talking about our friends that shower together.
Yeah. Not sexually.
Right. No, I said that. I was going to ask if you had any closing remarks about the weekend recap.
Anything that we missed. It was just a beautiful weekend.
It was.
Yeah. The baby's moving and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, wonderful time. Truly. Life. It's a great season.
It really is. The drive there was nothing crazy. We ate good food. No complaints. It was a great weekend, start to finish, front to back. We just made it home. It is currently 3:45. We're gonna go in there, and what's the plan? You got a plan or no?
I think I'll probably just get ready, go on our daily walk.
Wow. She's just saying that to flex for y'all. It's not true. She's going to go in there and take a nap.
We got to go on a walk.
Okay. Well,
now that we have an extra hour of daylight, God is so good.
Okay. Is that all you got? Is any closing thoughts?
No, we don't have any closing thoughts.
Who's we? You and the baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how she's, I talk
She's
now.
Been saying we a lot, and it's confusing because usually I'm a part of that we, but it's just her and the baby now. It's fine. Anyway, this has been another episode of Car Pod Diem. Hopefully you had a great weekend. And if not, I'm sorry to hear that. It's tough. Feel free to give us a rating on whatever platform you're using to listen to this. 5 stars, preferably. Also, feel free to leave a review. You know, type something up. Say, this made me laugh till I feed myself. And if that is the case, then I might consider getting adult diapers. With that being said, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me, at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful wife. And I think that's it, y'all. Be blessed, don't be stressed, and stay out of the mess. How'd you feel about that?
No, that's right.
How'd you feel about that little?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, I'll work on it. All right, bye.
Bye.